Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Dice Before Dishonor. We are season one, episode 48. 48. I don't think we've had a season of any of our shows that's ever pushed like 50 episodes. I think 45 or 46 is the most we've done. And again, we keep promising that this will be the last one. You know what? No more promises, okay? Just enjoy the show. It's not that I'm not a man that doesn't want to keep his promises. It's just we just figured this shit would be done by now, you know. But I guess the bad guys are a little tougher than some of the Cavaliers thought. Maybe perhaps because we don't have five Cavaliers, you know, group humping a single poor little monster. We're leveling the playing field. So tonight we have two players, but four characters. We have Leon's express permission by Jay Tamlin to be controlled, and he actually texts us what he wants to do in the up-and-coming battle, and he will be dice-rolled by Matt Witt, who's in the house tonight.
Woot woot.
And handling Fafal, who's really low on health. Perhaps we'll make some perception checks for Mr. Bartholomew up that ladder and see if he can come running to your aid. Mr. Aiden Wilms is in the house tonight.
Hello.
And let us show some words and some logos and thank our sponsor. Now, in the bios, we always do, you see Fantasy Grounds, who has given us a bunch of first edition Pathfinder books for free in Fantasy Grounds for us to use. And we try to, you know, spread out as many as we can, use as many as you can. So thank you to Fantasy Grounds, of course, lovely people, for sponsoring these shows. So, gentlemen, here we are at the top of, I want to say, round seven. And I'm just wondering here, you know, for shits and giggles, if I can put a combat tracker over this without hiding, you know, too many dice rolls, if that's even possible. Yeah, it would kind of show, like, the last dice roll, but not necessarily everybody. It's just too big to put in the screen. Oh well, we tried. So round seven, it is the creature's turn. Did anyone make a plane check, a successful? No one had that, right? Someone did and failed.
Nope.
You have no idea what this thing
is. Anyone has knowledge planes.
It is a really original cool creature. I'll give it that. So it's my turn. What am I going to do? Well, despite the cover that I have under the table, I'm going to take a free 5-foot step south out from under the table. I am still adjacent to Barkley and Winston, and I'm small. I'm actually at Barkley level, and this creature, not really, you know, caring, both are my foes, is actually going to unload bites and claws on Barkley of all people. That's right. You heard me. Barkley, what are you going to do about it?
Barkley's going to do nothing.
Barkley's going to eat it.
But as a reaction, I will
perform
a ride check.
To negate one of the attacks?
DC 15 to attack. Or to negate. Well, I don't know. Does your character have three attacks or a single attack?
Three. Bite and two claws. If I can get you in close and just unload.
So out of curiosity, for a creature that has multiple attacks, did they not suffer the base attack bonus penalty on subsequent attacks like we do?
They do. They have their own rules, and the creature, the penalties start stiff, but as they naturally progress, like depending on their level, they actually can do like this routine, and the penalties are minute compared to...
The primary operates at full BAB, and then for secondary natural weapons, it's at -5. Once you get multi-attack, it gets scaled down to -2 for each subsequent attack.
Right. So this thing bites at +7 or claws at +7. And then when I get into the multi with its feats and everything, it's actually only taking what looks to be like a -1 penalty, a -2 penalty. So, but not that's a totally legit question. So anyway, in the actual rules of you negating an attack from an opponent.
I failed the check. I need to make a ride check of 15.
Okay. Well, I have good news. This thing tries to bite Barkley, and Barkley, you know, muzzle to nuzzle with this thing, isn't having it. You know, it gets a leg. It doesn't do the trip. This thing bites at it. Barkley turns, you know, shifts his weight kind of thing. And this thing comes at it with claws and actually misses Barkley. Barkley, you know, does that low bow, leaning you forward and using the distance to dodge. And this thing's coming at it, skittering across the floor.
It just puts me in front of it.
Meet you, hold. Right, yeah, there you go. Right.
Do your job. Okay.
Yeah. And that's me, Fafal. It's your turn, sir. Leon, you're on deck. What do you want to do, Fafal?
Alrighty. I am going to start shifting back out. And as I'm running back, I'll see she's moved from out from under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to set up Winston for a flank. So I'm going to shift around the room.
Flip the table.
But she's out from under the table. There's no
reason. Yeah, but it's still giving cover from Leon.
Oh, okay.
If you got the action to do so.
Yeah, actually, if you come here, I know you're in the way, but if you flip it back, it opens up the lane. Now he's just shooting through you guys. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But this thing can move. Like, it's not stupid. It could go to other tables. Like, you know what I mean? It seems to be reacting tactically. It was smart enough not to chase you down, but cut you off. That denotes intelligence. You know what I mean? Like, the only reason it came out from the table for Barkley is to try and get a good clean hit on it. Now, you could try and flip it on the table on top of me, but I'm going to see this chair and this bench and everything that are clogging these lanes. That's going to be tight. That's going to be squeezing, or it's going to be difficult terrain. It's going to slow you down immensely. So backing you up to up where you were. Where were you? How far away were you? Here?
That's exactly where
I think I was. One more.
Okay, so starting with the movement, right? You go 5, 10, 15... Right, you're not done your movement. You got 30 feet, so you're at the corner. You see what's going on. And
if you want to move in and attack, actually, no, you don't want to do that. I was going to say I can flip the table when I'm here and then move myself to flanking position.
Now you can use full defense. Like, you can move into a position and go full defense. You're not attacking, but you get like plus 40 AC, and you get to be this, you know, parry monster kind of, like, no one ever does that. They're always like, oh, I don't want to take the penalty to attack. Well, they attack defensively, but no one ever just kind of goes. I think actually Ryan does this a couple times. He just shows up and goes full defense, and he becomes this wall of whirling weapons, and it ups his AC by 4. He doesn't get to attack the creature, but it's certainly, you know, there is that option possibly.
Yeah.
Not really your style. I know you're not like one of the men with the cavalier and the charge, you know, but.
Well, my thought process is flipping the table is pointless if it puts me in the way.
What about tumbling?
There's cover no matter what. Either cover from the table or cover from myself.
Yeah, Leon's going to have to move. What about tumbling?
So if you move into position in the square directly below me and attack her, I can flip the table and move to flanking position, and all of a sudden the lane is completely open. And Leon goes at the same time as me, essentially. Like, we're the same level on the chart, so his turn comes first. He'll just hold his action until I'm done mine. So if you come up and...
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
So just for the podcast sake, picture a room that is basically rectangular, okay? It's 20 foot deep north to south, and it's about 25 feet long, okay? Starting in the bottom left corner, there's a bench and there's an exit going to a rough-hewn tunnel that we never came down, and we assume she came out, okay? Along the top wall, another bench. The top right corner, the northeast corner, is a door where Leon is sitting and sniping from. Coming down that east wall, two squares, lining up with the other exit across the room, is an exit, which is the way you guys actually came in. Fafal is in the south corner, just beyond that, and there's another exit, like a hallway going straight down, that he's popped out of and he's popped into. In the center of the room are two round tables. One has 4 chairs in the back, and the one we're all playing around has a single table chair on the north side. Okay, these tables are round. They sit in the middle of 4 squares, but pretty much occupy them. She was in the center under this table on the right, and is now on the wall 10 feet away from Fafal, who's peeking around the bottom corner, and up and near the table is Barkley. Now, you guys want to flip this. Because this table occupies four squares, am I assuming the flip is actually going to be northwest, sort of angled up and away?
Yeah, towards, like, the between those two chairs is the way I would do it.
Okay, so you're going straight west. You're just going to flip it up.
Between the chair that's on that table and then the top chair.
Right,
so,
otherwise you'd be giving her a barrier to duck behind from Leon, and then you'd be giving her cover.
So like, kind of towards that back shelf on the wall.
Yeah, because if you angle her and Leon, you're basically making the table thin because of its tabletop. Okay, I got you. That's what I thought. You're going to kind of go, like, the northwest. Okay, so I've done a multi-tack action, 5-foot step. Okay, so here comes Fafal. There's tumbling, there's grabbing the table yourself, or there's you have a ranged attack. Like, you know, I know we're throwing a lot of stuff at you, but talking is free, and I'm also leaning in with some of the advice because you don't have four players to go, let's do this, right?
Yeah.
And we never have meta battle game tactics, so, I mean, if there's any fight that we deserve it on, right here.
yeah, that's pretty fair.
Well, I'm actually only talking about tactics you've already used. I never give you an idea that you guys haven't used. I've seen Fafal tumble, I've seen him hide, I've seen you guys have flipped stuff before, so I'm just leaning into, like, hearsay. I am not trying to give a fresh idea and play for you. Anyway.
No. And that's fair.
Well, the flipping of the table was completely Leon's idea. In fact, he ordered me to do so, which is why I was saying, you don't worry about it. I've been ordered. And that was my next action. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and that's fair. I'm just getting flashbacks to another game I was in where we were fighting the final boss or the optional-ish monster of the first book. And I get one-rounded by it and lose Vraskin.
Oh no! This is a small creature. Look, she's cute and cuddly,
porcelain. She's cute and cuddly.
Oh, look at the little arms, the little spindly black hairy spider arms coming out of the blue dress.
Trusting Winston, I will step up and stab her.
All right,
with my rapier.
Hit.
That is 20 or. Non-natural 20 to hit.
Okay. So thrusting forward, and again, trying to find a spot to either in the cracks of this porcelain figure. Is it her? It? Or, you know, is this its armor?
Yeah.
Anyway, you poke it. Okay. You find a fleshy part, and as you draw your rapier out, the wound instantly heals. It seems resistant to certain types of damage because it seems to have damage reduction and you actually do zero damage.
Eyebrows raised in severe panic.
Uh-oh. Unless that's a magical... No, it's not a magical rapier. Oh, crap.
Nope, just masterwork.
Okay. Care to share your findings about...
I think we all already know it because I think we've all attacked.
I hint, and you always assume that a player will, like, oh crap, and tell everybody.
The only one who actually has had damage resisted so far is Barkley. So,
okay.
I think
it's a tough little thing, right? So, anyway, Leon, you know.
Assume... Oh, you got a hit in right off the bat, so he'd know.
Oh, yeah. This thing's taking damage. I'm hurting. I'm, you know. This thing has taken a decent amount of damage. 10 points. That's why it's getting much more aggressive and you know, went from confidently playing with you with charm spells to, like, using tactical, right? Use my size, use some spells, use, you know, that type of thing. Anyway, Leon, as Jay had talked to us, what do you want to do? Hold your action for Winston to flip table? I believe is what you're saying, yeah? Okay.
So Leon's going to hold the action till we go on at the same time, but basically he's going to wait till the table's out of the way before he takes his action.
Right. So I've put you at 16 and I've put him at 15 just to hold because he's really delaying. Okay. So you grab the table and heave, right?
I sure do.
Okay. So
strength check of 18.
Actually, I was going to have you CMB the table because these maneuvers, like a shove and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You can get away with more than your strength. You can guide Barkley.
23.
In.
Oh, shit. That was her.
That's okay.
Because I'm targeted on her. So 23 CMB on it.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, just don't do damage. Don't hit any damage buttons. Nah, I'm watching. Yeah. No, that's fine. Because like I said, you could use momentum for pushing and shoving and stuff. And you've got Barkley to push. So it's not like you could ride up and just grab the table and go, strength. And with 18, you're good. But I'm just saying you also have that option to use your CMB bonus. Anyway, yes, you flip the table up. It's got that little, the thick stem that comes down. And then there's the four little spindly legs that pop out that are flat like cardboard cutout legs. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Right. So you just rock it back on 2 points and it just flips right over on side and actually stays like that. So there you go.
Perfect.
So Winston, that is you.
No, it's not. I get a movement too, man.
No, that's your action. You flip the table, right?
And I'm going to move into flanking position.
Okay.
And now, out of curiosity,
mm-hmm. I do get attack of opportunity as you fly by me.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going to ask about. I should still have a swift so I can still direct Barkley to attack.
Yeah, you can have him attack now, or you could have him attack at the end when you're in flanking, which would give him a bonus. So sure,
that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Okay, so let's start with you going by, and again, the size of this creature being small, it just seems to make more sense that I'm attacking Barkley, which I don't care who's who. So it's going to take a single go at Barkley here.
Okay,
where's my character? Oh, I see, it's not. I gotta have the flag on me here. So anyway, it tries to bite him with a 16. Yes. And misses. So again, this thing leans out, and Barkley's just
so
too
glad
quick.
I put feats into beefing Barkley's armor. It's
so great. Okay,
it was worth it because that would have hit previous to my last level.
So yeah, now it's Barkley, and because you guys are flanking me, I become flat-footed unless I can react, so my AC goes down, way down. And so let me give her the flat-footed condition, and then Barkley, you can have at it.
Well, she's not flat-footed, she's just flanked.
Yeah,
it's different in first ed.
Yeah, so that you should be able to actually apply that to her as a condition.
No, I thought flanking rendered someone flat-footed, because unless you have uncanny dodge, It renders somebody flat-footed. Yeah, that's why rogue sneak attack, because any condition that renders an opponent flat-footed, you get your sneak attack. And that's why rogues flank. Not only do you get the +2 to hit, unless this creature has uncanny dodge, it does.
You're right, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's second ed where they made the difference between flanking and flat-footed.
Well, I'm so glad we could discuss this in committee, but I know I've been lately.
I'm pretty sure because we made that assumption playing second ed, and it was like, no, it's not the same.
Yeah, no, she's, and I'm still fatigued, by the way, like,
yay,
for a couple rounds. Yeah. Okay, so she's flat footed, she's fatigued, so I'm taking penalties. Okay, so now I'm good to go. So, Barkley. It is you, sir, and you have...
he has a bite if it lands.
Yeah.
A potential trip.
With a +2.
But it should automatically be calculated, right?
I'm flat-footed. That just drops my AC. That does not give you a +2. I think you have to put your +2 in.
Okay.
Which is really, like I said, flanking is the way.
It's
I'm telling
Battle
you.
Battle tactics, though, it only makes sense.
It drops my 17 to a 13. Because I'm a dexterous creature. Like, it's just, yeah. Anyway, good tactics, gentlemen. And I took my tax of opportunity. Like, I can't bitch, right? 8. Thank
14
God. 14. Damn it. chewing on my dress. You're chewing on my dress. Look at this blue dress. It's so
does
nice.
Does no damage because it's resisted.
Oh, well.
But I get a trip attempt.
Yes, you do.
Come on, baby. Let the good times roll. Oh, that's going to hit. Yeah,
21.
Bam, and she goes down.
Yeah, my CMD is 19, so she grabs the dress and yanks it. This thing goes face first down.
Now she's flanked and flat-footed
and prone.
And prone, I mean, yeah,
and prone. Oh, thank you for giving me a bonus against a range attack, which is Leon, by the way.
Who's on deck?
Who's next? So I get a +4 against ranged attacks because I'm prone.
To be the rules lawyer here.
What?
What? I posted both flanking in the chat and
And flat-footed?
And no, and when rogues get their sneak attack.
Okay.
Rogue attack deals extra damage anytime her target would be denied a dex bonus to AC, which is definition of flat-footed, or when the rogue flanks her target.
Right.
Flanking, when making a melee
that's
attack,
how.
You get
okay.
a plus two bonus if your opponent is threatened by another enemy character or creature on its opposite border, opposite corner. But it does not give flat-footed. Flat-footed is a condition, whereas flanking is a combat maneuver or a combat tactic.
So if you look up... One second here. Okay, so mistake on our part, in Uncanny Dodge, which made me assume it takes a rogue down to flat-footed, the rogue gets to react saying, no, a rogue of the same level can't get sneak attack bonuses. And I'm thinking sneak attack only happens when someone is flat-footed, and I put the math together by reading that character class feature, not just flanked. Because unfortunately, in the rules, when they talk about something specifically like flanked, they still might have an assumption that from another ruling, you're already inserting a condition, and I was wrong there. So this means, although flanked and plus two for both of you, she is not flat-footed. Barclay's grab that did no damage doesn't actually strike. And bad news, you do not pull me and make me prone. However, good news, I'm on my feet and ready to be shot by Leon. And that's what we're going to go with.
Yep.
So, Leon, geez. I'm glad Jay's not here, but he's just shaking his head at me. Leon.
Yep.
What do you want to do?
He's going to unload his rapid shot.
Yep. As Jay actually specifically asked
Point
us
blank.
To,
so. Yep. I don't know how many attacks he gets with it, though. That's what I don't know.
He's under sixth level, so he wouldn't get two. So he would get two shots. Like, he only has one attack, and a rapid shot adds a second. So he only gets two strikes at whatever, the negative two each or negative whatever each.
Negative two.
Yeah. So he gets two arrows because he only has an attack bonus of under plus six. So.
All right. So point blank rapid shot. First attack, 17 hits. Second attack, 18 hits.
Puts two arrows into this thing. All right. Now, all right. It's a point blank shot.
Yeah.
So it gets a plus one to damage.
Yep. So he's got it all factored already.
Okay. Just letting you know that you get extra damage.
Does he have precise shot?
Good question.
Yeah, because he's firing into melee.
Yep.
He needs to take negative four.
My assumption would be yes, but.
And not
that I can see.
I remember a comment saying, hey, why is the DM not reading rules? Why are the players having free reign? There's Aiden literally hindering a shot from a fellow person. He could have kept his mouth shut. Because
you trust us.
No, because I know you guys, we try to play fair. And you guys are helping me pick up some slack because I got too many rules in my head from trying to run four shows. I've spoken to so many DMs and they're like, yeah, I run two campaigns. I'm like, I got like five going. They're like, are you insane? From different systems? I'm like, what? I played them. We're doing okay.
Yeah,
you
know? Four different systems.
So, like, I got rules lawyers that help me. They're like, oh, you trust them? I'm like, well, we can stop and look it up. Like, you know, we do. You know, I don't just blindly trust people.
Yeah, so I don't see precise shot on his character sheet.
Okay, so.
He only has two feats listed on his character sheet.
Unfortunately, with a negative four, that drops to two misses. I mean, he's only third level. He only has 2 feet. So, yeah, no, he's...
Well, he should have three.
Well, I know he's got rapid shot. He's got point blank shot.
Right.
And he should have 3 feats.
His noble feat. One makes him a noble, a Vinmark. That's an actual feat.
Oh,
point blank and rapid. Yeah. So I think he was setting himself up for precise later.
He doesn't
later.
Have rapid shot listed on here either, so...
He doesn't?
No, it's not listed. He just might have not put it on, though.
Does he only have like 3 sheets on his character?
Because he should have two from first and third level, a third for being human, and then a fourth is a combat style feat from
the ranger.
Ranger.
Yeah.
Which I think is where he's getting rapid shot.
And that's So I'm not sure because I think he's short a feat on the list that he's got here from what he should be. But he's also got that extra human feat. So he's actually short 2 feet on here, and I don't know what they are.
Well, and he also said he has bullseye shot.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and that, you can't that would be get that
bullseye shot without precise shot.
Yeah. Well, As a ranger feat, I think you can take it without, but I don't see it available. Maybe it gets it from the samurai archery?
I have no idea. 15 hit?
Sorry. So at negative 4, a 17 is 13. That misses. An 18 minus 4.
Oh, it's 14.
Yeah. So that's two misses.
Okay. And that's him spent.
Okay. Bartholomew, Dunaldaggan, is somewhere up top and is doing his thing. And we're going to give him a perception check. Who's got Bartholomew?
Natural one for a 7.
So I was saying to myself, talking to Zone. So, yeah, sorry, buddy. The battle rages on round 8. And it's my turn. Okay, you know what? You guys are being really, really mean. Someone flips a table, and I've got an eye line on an archer that's shooting at me. That's not nice. I got two guys flanking. What am I going to do? I'm going to defensively cast a spell. So I'm going to make a concentration check. And my concentration check is not listed. Oh, it should be on my little dude here. Concentration check. Come on. Spells. There it is. Concentration check of 20. I'm going to cast. This is not going to be easy. 15 plus twice the spell level.
Yes.
And it's... Oh, that's a fail. Damn it.
Woohoo!
Because I only got a 12, so I would have had to roll higher. So this thing uses a spell-like ability, right? And because it's spell-like, I need to concentrate. You guys are chomping away at me, and it does its wiggle and tries to do whatever. Anyway, it... In lieu of defense, so not to take an attack of opportunity, it just unfortunately dumps the spell. So that's me for my attack action, but I still get movement, and obviously I'm going to take a 5-foot step over here, at least break the flank, but not so much that, you know, you guys are attacking me with opportunity. However, that does kind of kibosh my turn. Fafal, what do you do? Winston, you're on deck.
I am going to wait for, I'm actually going to delay my turn and wait for Winston to get in position.
Okay. You see this black line that I'm kind of filling in here on the board here?
Yes.
This is the edge of the new table. This is where
I can't get into flanking position from here. I'd have to climb on top of a chair.
Okay.
Not to mention the table's blocking me.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you want to do? My new little... My black line there is like the table flipped up. My scribble. Fafal. What do you got, buddy?
Give me a second. I got to see if... I think you can make acrobatic checks on...
If you go past me, it's acrobatic check. If you go through my square, it's acrobatic check.
Plus five.
Yeah. When it's both reverse my CMD, which isn't low.
Yeah.
So.
If he can't flank, then is what it is.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
But that top corner square is not occupied by anything. Like, the table's not there, right? It's flipped up, so you could tumble into flanking position and get your attack in still.
Yeah, but I don't have acrobatics trained, so I only have a +3.
Oh,
yes, I focused on other things that would make more sense for fall.
That's right.
So, I'll 5-foot step northward to be adjacent to her again, and then kind of stab her.
Okay.
Come on, crit.
Nope. That is a 12, so that misses.
Okay. Chittering, skittering, the little dress sweeping back and forth, and it's starting to learn your straightforward attempts at attacking it and dodging them easier, Fafal, as you stab away in desperation. Anything else, Fafal?
Nope. That is a...
A move, that's a 5-foot step and a stab. And, yeah. Okay. Winston, what do you want to do? Barclay's on deck.
I'm going to drop my lance and draw my +1 sickle.
Okay. And then?
And attack. But that should draw an attack of opportunity.
Not if you... Oh, yeah, drawing a weapon. Does it?
Yeah, I believe this. I believe it does. Drawing a weapon and provokes.
No, sheathing a weapon provokes.
Oh, so then that works.
Yeah, going through your pack provoke. Like as long as you just drop the lance on the floor,
yep,
you should be able to pull a weapon. No, it costs you move action as opposed to quick draw, which like you just whip it out, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not moving, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, you're good. You draw your nasty sickle and...
And I attack as well as encourage Barclay to attack.
All right. Have at me.
Have at you.
Have at me. Oh, where's that card? How long does this
25 fatigue? Hits.
How long does this fatigue last?
5 points of damage, and it says it's resisted, but it's a +1 sickle.
Is it a +1 sickle in the game?
It's listed on my character sheet, but I have written it in. I don't know if there's a way you can...
Well, that shouldn't bypass it unless it's a good aligned weapon. If it's DR5, good.
I thought magical weapons bypass damage reduction. I thought that if was their thing.
If it's DR magic, yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, if it's magic, yeah, but because when you take a plus, you have a masterwork weapon, right? The first thing you add to it is +1. The second thing you add to it is a secondary ability, like critting or good, or it's this, you know, it makes the $2,000. Yeah, so.
I don't know. It might be good. I found it.
It's a good thing I had this.
But anyways, yeah.
Well, this would explain why why this thing can take on an entire party, at least hold its own. Like I said, it's still been hurt. Like it has to take damage from you guys of certain stuff, right? And it's not negating all damage. It's just it resists up to a certain point. You did roll low on the dice. It just knocks out the first 5 points. So you can't hurt it. It's just awfully resistant, Winston.
Yes, awfully. And
Barclay.
Nom 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 nom. Miss.
Okay, Leon. Would you mind striking off some arrows as you go? Yeah.
And Leon is going to rinse and repeat.
Okay. Now, because you have to take a -4 penalty, Leon, it might be a good idea that you don't rapid shot so that you're not taking a -6 penalty. What is the lesser evil? Two rolls of a d20 and hope for one really good one at both at -6, or a single shot at only -4?
Yeah, bullseye shot.
Well, I don't even think he can have bullseye shot, so...
Well, he has it. He is a ranger.
Right, but even rangers don't get access to it from the archery style. Unless he went... Oh, he might have gotten a specific ranger archetype. I gotta look at that.
Yeah, and there's also, like I said, he is missing 2 feats. So we don't know what they are. I'm not gonna be kind and just say he has anything he needs at this time. But he's used bullseye shot in the past.
Yeah.
And that means Jay has it, so...
Oh, okay. He gets it from Divine Marksman archetype. That's what it was.
Okay.
So, yeah, he does have bullseye shot.
Okay.
So, bullseye shot.
Which does what?
I don't know.
As a move, if you use your move action to steady your aim, you get a +4 on your attack bonus. So it negates... firing in a melee.
And that's what he was doing. That's why we thought he had precise shot, because he has something else that negates a different way of negating the penalty.
And he stack bullseye shot with rapid shot.
I don't think so, because Rapid Shot is a full round action.
Yeah, okay. Whereas you need to take your move.
You got to take your move, so it's just not in the... Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Well, that would make him really gross, as Joe
So it's just a regular shot, then, what I'm doing.
Plus one, point blank.
Point blank, yeah.
Yeah.
So add plus one to this.
If I know Jay's already in there.
12.
Yeah, sorry. Ping. Sorry, Charlie. Bartholomew, would you care to make a perception? So as I was saying to the, you know.
And he will take a second for as a free action and shout, Bartholomew, assist me.
like Winston? He does his Winston approach him?
Sorry. Bartholomew, assist me.
I think I like the Winston impression better. Hopefully Jay never listens to that. All right. So with a Bartholomew
Not
perception.
Natural 20.
No, but a 20. Okay. So, yo, okay. I heard something. Right. A single move action. Dude moves to the ladder, begins climbing. He will be here hopefully before we die. He starts that climbing. Okay. Donald Dagan, by the way, like a lot of you guys are wounded from previous battles. Like Winston's sporting 18 wounds. Fall has 21 out of how many? Fall's pretty beat up to be in this fight, man. You don't have a lot of hit points left. Like, there's some drastic actions being taken. Ooh, so exciting. Round 9. I'm not saying round 10 is a party killer, but I do say that anything that can last more than 5 rounds against 4-5 combatants isn't doing too badly.
We also did keep the rounds going while moving and retreating.
Yeah, we did. We spent 3 rounds running.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're going to make things really interesting. I am going to risk 2 attacks of opportunity. Oh, wait a minute. Have I burned all my spell slots? Oh, no. I may be out of those because spontaneous caster. I am. Oh, you're so lucky. You're
Maybe.
So... Dimension door behind Leon. Yoink. But no. But you know what I did forget? I did have 2 rounds of spiritual weapon, but I didn't direct it. So
no, you don't have to spend actions to direct it as long as it stays on the same target. So you can get your 2 free attacks at...
Right.
At...
Winston.
Me.
Because it was... it was targeting you before.
Yep. And you haven't spent a movement to redirect it, so it'll attack however many rounds it has left.
Add a plus 7. Well, yeah, chucks. All right, spiritual weapon cast. Oh, it didn't actually like do any dice though.
You think there's some spells that are weird like that, because you don't cast the spell to do damage. You cast the spell to summon the dagger, and then the dagger does damage.
Well, we do know it's at par with its own plus 7 attack, so I'm just going to put a little plus 7. Just a little sauce in the dice there. Throw a dice at you. 18 for its first
a hit.
And the second one. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. With a 14.
Miss.
Okay. So a single shot. And...
And it just barely hits. Because that's my AC.
Right.
Oof. That actually really hurt.
Well, the spell actually talks about D8, but I think they're actually using this creature's size that it only makes like a little one. I know, but it seems redundant because anything would, but you know, let's see that the programmer is, you know, give you a break. 6 points, so it does get a good stab in there in the past, but now Barkley's very upset that you're getting hit.
Super mad.
So again, about those attacks of opportunity, but if I don't have Dimension Door available...
Yeah, if you're not casting a spell, you don't get the attack. Or we'll just take them anyways. Yeah, that seems fair.
Oh, no. I'm still going to do something. I'm going to cast Glitter Dust defensively and take my chances with a much lower spell DC. Yes, I managed to successfully cast Glitter Dust. Well, boys, a cloud of golden particles covers everyone and everything in the area. Poof, causing creatures to become blinded. Haha, take that, Archer. And visibly outlining invisible things for the duration of the spell. Oh, look, the Kitsune's been there the whole time. He's like, what? You see this fox form? Shit! All within the area are covered by the dust, which cannot be removed and continue to sparkle until it fades. Each round at the end of their turn, blinded creatures may attempt a new saving throw to end their blindness. So, one round a level, five rounds, and this stuff just goes...
I don't even need to roll. The game did it for me.
Kapuff.
Oh. Well, it's a 10-foot radius spread. Which means, depending on where you targeted, it's not even going to hit me.
Well, he had me targeted with the, when he cast it, so it auto-rolled my save.
Yeah.
It may not be hitting me if he's dropping it on Leon.
Yeah.
I thought it was a... one second. I could have swore it said 40-foot radius. Like, it goes poof. That's much bigger than we assumed. One second here. Much, much bigger. Much nastier.
Glitter bomb, bitches.
Golden particles. Will negates. Oh, right. I'm looking at the range where I can get 40 or 50 feet. Sorry. 10-foot radius spread. Yeah, so... it's still... like a 10-foot radius, if I take a center point, I can cover the both of you because I can pick a square corner and go 10-foot in every direction. So I could literally drop it at the square at my feet and get the two of you, but not necessarily Leon. The archer's not hitting me. You guys actually are. So yeah, no, it drops the glitter bomb like at the proverbial feet, blinds you guys, and then you assume I'm staying here because I may or may not move. So...
well, you didn't blind me, so...
and I still need to make the will save.
Yeah, and so...
oh, I failed.
And so does...
Barkley.
So does Barkley.
Does she have to save against this?
No, I know it's coming. I could literally just close my eyes at the end of the spell and...
main. Is willpower DC 15? Nope, he fails too. But I can direct him.
Oh, so no, it does fine. Say... it does say it covers all creatures.
Yeah.
I'm covered in goop. Yeah, I might actually blind myself. This might actually be the guy with the fireball at his feet scenario because it's designed to throw long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to... fortitude or two attacks of opportunities. I'm going to risk the fort save. Better everybody blind than me try to wipe my eyes. Yeah.
It's a will save.
Oh, no, no. You know what? I would rely on my resistance. So, no, this thing is actually going to move. So, you guys get attacks of opportunity. As I shift away, I'm going to go 5, 10, you know, like, just take the half movement to try and navigate the terrain, as it were. And then drop it back in that spot. So, attacks of opportunity, boys.
Miss.
Sorry. Then I drop it where, you know, out in the bottom here.
Poof. So you don't get hit.
So I don't get hit.
Does Barkley get a AOO?
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because that might prevent your movement if he lands it. Come on, baby.
Mm-hmm. Barkley.
Come on. No.
Miss. No. So it skitters away between the tables and all of a sudden, glitter bomb. Okay, well, that's... how can I be an evil creature if I have glitter? You know, I gotta say, maybe I'm not so bad. I'm not such an evil outsider. Yeah, I have glitter bombs. Glitter bomb! So, who gets blinded? Who saved?
Winston saved.
And that's
Fafal
it.
Fafal did not.
Right, so we're gonna make Fafal blind with the blindo conditional. So sorry. Boink! And everyone else saves. Now, every round for fall, after this one, you get another saving throw.
Right.
So, not on this turn, because it's the round I cast, right? So, I move, I cast, it's your turn, you're technically blinded, but next round you get a new save. So, a blinded for fall does what? Blindly attacking the square in front of me? No, because you guys all saw me move. Because you actually know where I am. So, I moved and then cast, so you know I backed off.
So, at the moment, I'm going to...
you see behind the table from you, because I went L. over. I was like, yeah, squeeze.
So, knowing where she is and having a general idea of where I was, I'm going to stumble 5 feet 5 feet down.
Okay. Hit the wall.
See, one second. Let me look up the blinded condition because there's specific things about movement.
Well, you can take a 5 foot crawl if you just want to get to that wall. It's not fine.
Well, I wanted to get around the corner and try and hide again.
Okay.
Maybe.
Moving while blinded.
Yeah. Okay. Must DC 10 acrobatics to move faster than half speed.
Oh, okay. So you got 15 feet, which puts you around that corner without even worrying about.
Yeah.
Because a single move at half is, so you're gold. That's not bad.
Yep. And then I'm going to roll stealth because I have cover from her, which means I can hide. Technically, I think you should be rolling that, but I got a 25. So.
Okay. Stealth is based also on perception. Like, do you think you're in low light? Do you think you're using the corner for cover? But I'm definitely going to give you a penalty because a blind guy is trying to hide. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, you get the cover bonus, so, but we'll get back to that.
And then spell description, each round at the end of their turn, blinded creatures may attempt new saving throws. Believe that.
So it's now, you wouldn't have to worry for my turn and my spell effect. But notice how it's at the end, so you still get, you got to suffer that blind. So sure, go right ahead.
9, that's still a failure.
Unfortunately, you're looking for a 15. Winston.
Yep.
Blinded and out of action, but you know, better than dead. I was a little worried that Fafal was going to die, like walking around 4 hit points. He's blinded, he staggers back, whittling down the combatants. What do you want to do, Winston? Can't charge through furniture unless it's IKEA.
I can't, but I have lots of movement.
You have a sickle and you don't have a lance. It's on the ground.
It's fine.
Okay.
Ugh. Ride check of 8, but I think that actually succeeds because I can direct him.
Where do you want to go?
Go around the back of the table.
So you want to take the long way around?
Yep.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You got to squeeze between here. So there's two squares where you need to squeeze.
Okay.
And then the third one is also a squeeze. So each squeezing, as soon as you start squeezing, is that half or a quarter of your movement?
Squeezing, I have no idea.
Okay, so.
1, 2.
Right, so squeezing actually is like difficult terrain. It costs double square movement. So going into, there's two benchmarks at the bottom. So 5 is 10, 10 is 20. Then you go straight up, 25, 30,
yeah,
35.
I'd still have half a square of movement.
You're at 45 feet with Barkley's 50-foot move. Now the problem is because you're sitting there with squeezing, you're actually going to attack me with that penalty because you're not free to.
Yep. But she's got to be suffering the same penalty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, like I have a 30 foot move.
It's a trade off.
Yeah. I have a 30 foot move that basically I only move 20 feet, 2 squares, and I'm, you know.
So minus 4. Come on, baby. Not 20. You can do it. Oh, 19. But it hit 22 total.
All right. And for damage?
Oh, fucks. Pardon my French.
Oh, dang it. What happened? What happened? What's going on? What happened?
Smash. Did a total of 4 points of damage. 4 points
and resisted. Oh, if you could just get that sickle above 5. I feel so bad for you.
Roll better than a 2.
Barkley.
Damage roll.
Barkley, it is your time to shine.
Barkley is blinded.
Oh. Well, then Barkley doesn't get 50 feet of movement, does he?
Sure does, because I can direct him. I just have to make a DC ride check.
Okay, let's have those before we...
I already did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, 8, and then that's a success, because it's a simple command.
Per move.
I've dealt with this before.
Per move, right? Per one move. Ride
oh,
check per move.
Oh, okay.
No, not per square. It should be a ride check per move, so you should be good with one.
One ride check, one move.
Yeah. I mean, I could be a dick and ask for a second one for the squeezing, but we'll just err in the side of like you're fine for now. But it's something looking up possibly later. That's fine.
I guess you know you could actually class squeezing as a complex movement action.
Yeah. Why? What's the regular wide check?
10? No, it's low. It's really low for just movement stuff. But
so what's complex? 10? 15?
Yeah, it'd be a 10.
Okay, and what'd you get?
I got an 8.
Oh. So what happens if you fail? You just got to go again, burn more movement?
Yeah, he wouldn't move.
Okay, so give me a second one. And again, thank you for your honesty.
So I failed in my direction. He'd be like bumping into the cabinet going, I'm trying, sir.
Yeah, so your first one fails, you're here. And as a second move action, you try again. So give me another one, which is fun. So this lands you in position, which means those attacks never happen. Now, luckily,
not that it mattered anyways.
Yeah, but you know, like it keeps the fans from going, no, actually, well, he never would have.
My attack. Yeah, no, that would have sacked his too.
Okay. Yep. Now, I am going to be a dick at this point. So many times you guys are going, well, I'm going to hold that 20 and I'll use it next round. I will hit. So if you attack next round, that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. Because you guys have so many times like doubled down on dice going, well, I'm just going to hold this and this will be my attack for next round. So to balance that.
But I didn't roll twice.
No, but you did do an attack roll that I'm going to make you spend if you, you know, the next time you get into it. Leon, I think it's time to move, buddy.
Only if I get to reroll the damage.
Of course. Of course. I'm not a total douchebag. Well, think about it. When we do that, when we go, I'm saving that second D20 roll, the damage isn't usually resolved. So I might actually be doing you a favor. Stop calling me on this stuff.
Hopefully. And
hopefully. I'm here to help you. Stop fighting it. Anyway, Leon, you don't have an eye line on this thing. The flip table actually is giving me cover now because I'm a smart little dolly. So what do you want to do, Leon?
He's going to sigh.
You could squeeze on over, join the world of -4.
Could.
Yep. I've never seen a creature use like a living room furniture so effectively. Combat. Thanks for the flip table. Give me somewhere to go to.
All right, so he's going to double move.
Okay.
Into this position.
That's not a double move. He's got 30 feet. Oh, he's only got 20 feet.
20 feet.
5, 10, 15, 20. Okay, may I recommend he comes here? Because you can take the bottom, because remember, with an archer, you can take the corner of any square.
Right, but there's a table blocking the way.
Ah,
don't get cover.
However, the bottom of your square can hit the bottom of her square, which is sticking out, right? Yeah. So, I mean, she's going to have cover either way, even in your last position, but at least this round you can shoot.
Yeah.
And you're covering a blinded Fafal who's like sticking Hammy Hamster's head against the wall going, I'm hiding.
That's
right?
A very noble thing to do.
Yes. He is a samurai after all. And like I said, my job to also point out SGM. So there you go. Single shot though, because you burn your move action. You do get a +1 for point blank. You do have to take a -4 because it is in melee. But it's not.
No, I haven't attacked.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, it's trying to attack you.
It's adjacent. It's in
adjacent,
melee.
Though, yeah. I think it's positioning rather than actual actions.
It's something that might be argued in the future. I'd like to see that. Anyway, so you're going to take a -3 penalty because +1 to hit, but -4 for the
Whip
cover.
Miss.
Okay. But hey.
And that's his turn.
Could you mark off 5 arrows or so? You know, I just... Depleting Jay's ammo is really my end game to allow you to shoot from this character.
Okay.
Bartholomew takes
what
a double move.
Is he using?
Takes a double move on a ladder, and it's like a 5-foot climb. So, unfortunately, anyway, can I have a couple climb checks, Bartholomew? Maybe if you fail one, you'll get your butt down here quicker. I'm here, Splat.
Sure. Oh, well, of course. Oh, 15.
And.
-24.
Okay. Now, being kind, saying he already had a leg on that ladder after he came running over and was 5 foot down, he's total 10 more feet because it's a 5 foot climb. So, you should be able to double your movement if we up the DC. And the climb ladder is 5. So, I'm pretty sure holding those numbers that if you wanted to push it or do some sliding, he should be on the floor.
Yeah. Let me.
Okay. And I'll let you look into that whilst I am. Using my creature. What do we got left? What wonderful things can I do? I am going Yes?
I almost forgot.
Yes?
But I'm remembering now.
What's that?
Failing at removing Barkley's blindness.
Ah, yes. Thank you. So, speaking of Barkley, I think Barkley would make a great target for my next spell. I do. I think this spell suits Barkley well. So, once again...
Polymorph human.
No. Now I can stab you. Fight me like a man. Oh, okay, I'm a man now. What? Or person. We don't judge.
But a really dumb one.
Really dumb one. I fail my concentration check.
Super smart wolf.
I fail my concentration check.
Super dumb.
Yeah. As you're swinging away and trying to get your sickle attack lined up or whatever, I eat another spell. Oh. So, yeah. Oh, well.
Poof.
Yeah, but I can still move. And since you're shooting at me, I'm going to take a... 5 foot step forward. No more squeezing than before, but at least it gives me more cover from the archers. This thing
is that
steps.
Provoke?
No, it's 5 foot step. Oh, sorry. I can't 5 foot step in.
Into squeezing.
No, I can't. So yeah, it does. But Barkley's blind, so it's just you. And there's your attack. There's your saved up thing. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
You do hit. Let's have some damage. Let's see if it does anything.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
One, four, no. And the battle drags on. Okay, it's a false
so
go.
To very quickly get back to Bartholomew and climbing.
Yes.
So taking zero penalties, you move at 1/4 of your speed when climbing.
Right.
I don't know what Bartholomew's speed is.
20. It's crapple.
20, so 1/4 of a 20 would be 5 feet. So we would move 10 feet normally. If you take a -5... or increase the DC by 5, you can move half your speed.
That's what I thought. Which put him at the bottom of the ladder because you made the DC. The 5 is like the DC is like 0-5 with this ladder, right? So with those great rolls, we'll say he's at the bottom. Is there any more? Continue reading. Is there any more you can get out of that? Just curiosity. Can you go any faster? No.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Well, at least with a 5 DC on a ladder, you can shimmy because moving, taking a double move 10 feet on a ladder sucks.
Well, so. The DC 0 is a knotted rope with a wall to brace against. A ladder is a lot easier to climb than a knotted rope.
Well, there's nothing beyond 0. And like you said, you can't go beyond 5. So.
Oh, right.
But he's at the bottom. But this is good to know. So there you are, Bartholomew. Welcome to the battle. He's in the corner of the map. And he's here. Yeah, woot. But you'll be able to do something. Now, back to Blinded Fafal, who's hiding. Leon comes over and goes, I won't let anything happen to you, Sugar Bear. Strange whispers.
That's exactly what he said.
That's exactly.
Him, so that's totally what he said.
That's totally what. Can you do an impression of him
that
saying that for
canon.
Me?
No, I will not.
I will not let anything happen to you, Sugar Bear son. There you go. Huh? No?
Full round action. I'm going to continue stealthing.
Okay. And your save?
Yep. Give me a second to roll that.
You're allowed to hold your last stealth roll, as far as I know.
Okay. 21 on the will save.
Yay! Wipe the goop. Glitter. No, this
took so much will to wipe his eyes.
Yeah.
Well, does it stick? Does he, you know? You ever driving and you get the crusty in the eyelid and you sneak the thumb up? It's like, okay, the steering wheel straight. I'm sure I won't hit any traffic and you're like trying to get crap out of your eyes.
No, I never hamper my vision while I'm driving. And you shouldn't ever talk about doing that in your profession.
I don't. I didn't say I do it. I said, have you ever tried?
Nope, I haven't. Neither of you.
Anyway, no, I haven't. What I'm saying is it's extremely dangerous
and
time consuming. Because you're like, well, how hard is it to wipe? It's like, well, a battle could be as dangerous as driving. Sorry, is this like you're saying, well, Jeff, you're saying, would you stick any child that looks like a spider doll with your dagger, Jeff? Because you just said, no, I wouldn't. I'm a professional driver. No, I would never. Anyway, moving on. You lose a force point. Jesus.
Well worth it. Well
oh,
worth
what
it.
What the hell? Don't be sad, Moon.
Just when Winston was about to start channeling his midichlorians.
Oh, yeah. So, Fafal, you can see...
Y'all thought Yoda was
You can see.
Can you remove the blinded effect from my token?
Yeah, I guess so. It's fun. Well, it lasted.
Thank
you. So, yeah. Falk can see. And you just stay hidden, yeah?
Well, I can see. I can follow.
I can see. Sir Winston. What do you want to do?
All right. Attack. Is there any actions I can take to make improve my attack by spending movement?
You could take a step back and attack at range. You wouldn't be squeezing anymore. Otherwise, you're squeezing at -4.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You could have Barthley maybe aid? Oh, also Barthley should be making will saves.
Yeah, he has.
At the end of his turn. Okay.
He failed the first one. Okay.
Yeah, we even did a retro one for Barkley. Still can't see crap. Hold steady, boy.
All right, here we go. The mighty sickle attack with a miss.
All right.
Oh, Barkley, do your worst. I can't. Yes, you can.
I'm blind.
Do it. I can't. No, I can't.
You want him to attack blindly? Like a 50% miss chance in the square ahead of him? Blah, blah, blah. Sure.
No, he's not. He's going to attempt to clear his blindness and fail.
Okay.
With a 5.
Okay.
And that's his turn.
Okay. Leon.
He is going to keep his eye on the ball.
Okay. You have a much cleaner shot if you return to the door.
Then that's what he will do, because that's still within his movement range.
Mm-hmm. Because you are not squeezing. You're just firing into, right?
Yep.
-3, +1 for point blank, -4 for, you know, precise.
Firing into combat.
Yep.
But she's at -4 AC for squeezing.
Squeezing. Yeah, so it actually cancels. Sweet.
Oh, hang on. Let me put that condition on her. I just realized we all must squeeze now. Look at all these conditions stacking up on this monster. You big meanies. This will drop to your AC when I try to attack you.
Yes.
Squeezing, squeezing. Everyone's squeezing. Here we go.
It just cancels. It's so sad. Why can't we just fight in open spaces? Damn it. We're goddamn cavaliers.
Can we wait to the next module? It's all like open fields and stuff.
Oh,
and
you guys... it's so open. You're going to be so happy.
Okay, so... boom. Can he... No, that's full attack round, so it's just a single shot. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah! Natural one.
Oh. Who is the pull a crit card? Name something? Yeah, blah, right.
My only thought is we probably shouldn't do that while he isn't here.
Sorry.
Too late.
Errant aim. Reroll attack against a creature nearest the target, yourself included. You might shoot Barkley or Winston.
Wait, hold up. You got to reroll it to confirm the miss.
Yes.
No. Oh, that's true. Oh, that bugger. I never reconfirmed my natural one. I just pulled a card the other night.
26.
And I might not even be fatigued. Yeah? 2. So, okay, I'm still fatigued. Never mind. No. Okay, well, that goes back in the deck. Never was pulled. That's a good ranged attack. I like that one. That's staying on top.
So, on a critical miss, would I have to miss twice for it to be a critical miss?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You gotta confirm the crit, confirm the crit miss, right? We just got happy with the old cards where it's just like, oh, pull the damn card. What? Right. So it happens a lot less. And like I said, the first edition cards are a lot cooler than the second edition cards, so I still like to keep them in play. And it was Jay that was like, oh, is she a named creature? Okay, Jay, all the crit cards are now coming at you, buddy, because if he's pulling that crap on me, then guess what? Okay, so Leon is done?
Yeah.
All right. Bartholomew. Get in here, buddy. 20-foot move.
You're on top. The 20 to get to there.
Actually, no. There's a secret door.
Oh, you're right.
So you've got to go down and over. So you go 5, 10, 15, 20 to the door, right? And then you got to move another 20.
25, 30, 35, 40.
I'm here, everyone. I'm here, everyone. Yeah.
Come on, let's hear Aiden's Ryan impression.
Yeah.
I'm here, everyone.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. All right. Back to the little wee creature. Now that everyone's squeezing and your AC is also downed at pard, I'm going to open up on Barkley, my favorite new friend. With a 7, striking with claws, 15 hits as it she sets up a 1-2, you know, psychs you with the 1.
Does it hit, though? Does it?
Yeah, it's got negative 4.
Let's find out.
Oh, hang on. Let me finish. And a possible bite and a miss.
Yep, totally hits.
Okay.
Can only do that once per round.
Yeah, not to mention a blinded Barkley reacting to your ride. Where do I go? There'd be penalties, so... Anyway... One single hit on the bark a meister, but it's just a little claw. Just a little claw. Just a little claw action. Whoops. That's not a hit. I'm trying to do damage here. Here we go. Barkley takes one single point of damage.
Boop.
What is this, everyone? You hit the dog, you monster. Freaks out.
Canceled.
You monster. Fall. You're up, buddy. Winston, you're on deck. It hurts your dog. Who hurts the dog?
Put the squeezing condition on me, because I'm going to 5 foot, 10 foot through Bartholomew, 15 to be in between Leon and Bartholomew, 25 to enter the first squeezing position, and then 35 to get next to her. That's a singular move action.
You'll make it sound so sexy. We're squeezing together.
Squeezing.
But you do get... Oh, damn, that was really good. Your next character has to be German.
I am of German heritage. I can pull the German accent pretty well.
Actually, we got to talk about that later. I got an idea. But now you guys get plus 2 for flanking, which helps with the penalties. So there you go, right?
Yeah. Also, plus 2 to flanking is always nice.
Yeah.
But there's another reason why it's even better. Oh, never mind. I missed.
Same thing. Poke. And my rapier will totally work this time. Oh, right. Got excited about the vulnerable creature. Oh, damn it. Okay. Well, at least he's trying. Right? Winston, you are up, sir. Barkley's on deck. Winston.
Da-da-da-da-da. So, the squeezing negates...
It's -4 to squeeze, +2 to flank. Like, it's just, I've got all the penalties set up, so you might as well just put a little +2 in your free modifier window.
Oh, that's right. I don't even have to worry about it. I'm trying to do the math.
Yeah, it's like, no. Fantasy Grounds does it all for you. Nicely done.
24.
Would you mind narrating your attack? How you successfully?
So, drawing the sickle long and low.
Oh.
Narrowly avoiding the cabinet she squeezed Squozen beside.
Squozen?
It is now.
It is now. I like that. I'm going to write that down. Where's my post-it note? Today's word is Squozen.
8 points of damage. Resisted down to 3. Blick. I heard it.
No way.
A piece of chitlin goes flying off.
Yeah, no kidding. Chip right off the shoulder there. The thing hisses at you. If a spider can do such a thing. Sorry, not a spider.
Come on, Barkley.
No, this is the
God
real me, dress and all.
7 for his will save, so he's still blind. How long does blind last?
It would be 5 rounds. So we started that up around like 9 or 10. It's only round 11, so unfortunately. Yeah. I think you're on your 3rd save.
That's my 3rd save,
yeah. That's Barkley.
That's it.
And Leon. Now has... Fall giving me a +4 shield bonus for cover. Thank you. Crap.
Nope, he doesn't. 5, 10, 15,
20. You could just take the move action to get the +4 to negate it.
Right. That's right, for bullseye shot. I'll do that.
Okay. Just be careful. Oh, you don't
still
actually
still the hit. Negative four for firing into melee.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because like if you screw this up, my 17 between 18 and 21 is the back of Fafal. just saying.
Mm-hmm. That's if I roll a natural one.
Well, that's what a crit card does, but it just always had the shield button going, like, you know, it hits the table because the cover bonus. It's like, okay, it could possibly hit your friend. Does a, like, if his AC is
natural
than...
20.
Oh,
confirmed,
yeah.
Critical hit.
Yes. Here we go. Very Ooh. Nice. And it's Leon, which means I got to pull a crit card. Give you some options, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, my God. A piercing arrow blown back. Okay, so he steadies his aim. He waits. And I'm not saying Fafal, even the monsters are predicting your movements, but Leon certainly knows the way you fight. And down low, right between your freaking legs... shoots the small creature and hits her center mass right in the porcelain shell of the solar plex and blows her back. Double damage and target is knocked prone.
Ooh.
And you guys don't like crit cards. That's freaking awesome. That means quadruple damage. Oh, no, sorry. Double. No, sorry, no, 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 it does. It does. Yeah. It doesn't. Sorry. The crit, sorry, I forgot. The crit card takes away the double damage. So double damage and knock prone. So
9 points of damage, and she is blown back.
Right, so she partially resists, she takes four, but she is knocked prone. Which gives you guys plus four to hit her while she's down.
Yep.
Which is awesome. So now I gotta... Okay, so Bartholomew.
Well, technically she takes a negative four to her AC.
Well, I'm just gonna give her the condition of prone. Which gives you guys, yeah.
She's squoz prone.
Squozed and prone, and oh my god. Anyway, Bartholomew, can you get in there? 5, 10, 15, 20. Nope, not quite. Wait a minute. 5, 10, 15, 20. Oh, you can.
He can, yeah. He yeah, can. Just
if you go,
barely.
If you go and squeeze right in there, it's up to you, buddy.
Wait, which location?
Go 5.
Directly south of her?
10.
On the chair.
15
yeah.
around the corner, yep. And in here. Hi, yep. You know, squeeze yeah. in there.
Sure.
It's also easily movable object, which means even though it's dominating the square, it can be, you know, shoved aside. Still gives you the penalty. Hi there. Drawing his what? Well, moving where?
Masterwork great axe.
Oh, but you know what? Let's go back in time. He's here, right? 5, 10 feet. Fine. First squeeze, 20 feet. Stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
So unless you have a ranged weapon you could chuck. Does he have like a hand axe or something? You just whip out and chuck at her?
Doesn't look like it, no.
No.
Okay. That's as far as you get, sorry. Now you can double move. You can double move.
You know what? He is going to, instead of double moving, he is going to attempt to demoralize her and shake her.
Oh, okay.
With an intimidate check.
Say not nice things. Okay.
15.
And he sees a small child right now.
Yeah, but Bartholomew wouldn't care.
Nope. It's the best. Oh, so, we're killing human children?
No, it's a spider. What are we doing? We're beating up a doll. What?
Okay, DC is 15 or 10 plus hit dice plus wisdom modifier.
Okay, so that's 14 for the hit dice, and wisdom of 2 is be 16. You missed it by 1, sorry.
I got 4 on the dice.
But
so.
not bad. Like, not a bad idea at all, really.
Yeah.
That's good. I think Ryan would be proud of you, sir. So, round 12. 12! I'm just happy this thing's made it that far. Round 12, I am my damage type. I'm fatigued, I'm squeezing, I'm prone. Like, you're just putting the boots to this freaking spider doll thing. Like, I'm so down. And yet, I must carry on. Barkley is blinded. Still, an easy target. Coming in behind me and still poking and then saying really not nice things is this newcomer. Well, if I move towards Bartholomew, I'm going to be like more than way flanked and stuff, though. That's not great. I could use the cover for table. I mean, the table for cover. Not a bad idea. What to do?
If she is trained in acrobatics, she can make a DC 15 to, like, kip up from prone.
Actually, yeah. Sure, acrobatics is really sick. Yeah, the getting up was one thing, and then there's the moving, right? And not really attacking. So, yeah, I was normally going to seek cover and go towards the lesser foe, Bartholomew, who just uses mean words, and open up escape route, you know, because getting boxed in, not good. But because I'm prone, I'm going to kip up with a plus 12 acrobatic roll. Watch me roll a 1. Acrobatics, go. 4. Oh, wow. Barely made 15. Oh, that's good. Because of all my penalties. So, kip up. Huh? Barely. The spider legs plant, and the doll flips over. What now?
Sorry. I'm reading through acrobatics. I'm thinking that might only be something from Star Wars that I'm remembering.
Well, I can acrobatically move past people to avoid attacks of opportunity. So yes. Can I acrobatically just stand to avoid attack of opportunity? I'll allow it. Sounds pretty good. Now, there's the kip up feet, which just lets you do it for free, right? But
maybe
acrobatics, where are we here? Move at full speed. There's usually one for standing from prone. Anyway, I like it. Up she goes. Blinded wolf, guy with a nasty sickle that actually hurt me, guy that's doing nothing on the right. I'm going to say odd or even. Befall odd or even.
Let's go odd.
4. Even. Barkley it is. I move. I only have a single attack. I'm going to try to bite Barkley. With a natural 20.
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed. But good old bitey bitey.
Nom nom.
For 4 points of moderate damage.
Ow.
So this thing takes advantage of Barkley not being able to defend itself properly and chomps.
He's still doing okay, though.
I'm still okay.
He doesn't know what bit him. He can't see it.
But what's this? What's this? Once a day, I can act my supernatural ability of puppet strings as an immediate action, costing me nothing. I can relinquish control of myself, letting a higher power, presumably the god Thelmar Gix, gain control. When it does, the fashionette can perform one of the following special actions. So not only does it kip up, it seems wilder. It jerks as it moves around as if a puppet on invisible strings. I can make an extra attack, move up to its speed, or make a single reroll. Before the result was determined. So I am actually going to make an extra attack. And because I'm not in my right mind, as it leans out and bites one way, it turns and tries to claw at Fafal. Because it's just all kinds of crazy. Crazy.
Well, I know what I'm making next, so.
9. Miss.
Oh, hey. That works.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just being dramatic. Fafal. It's so great when you have 12 rounds to get in every monster ability, you know?
Yeah.
I won't stave off combat. If you guys kill it outright, then I guess you get to never know and assume that it's not so bad. And then you run into another one of these things.
Remember the last time you said that you'd played through a suite of abilities?
Pretty
on
much.
Any enemy.
It's got more, but like nothing's going to happen.
A couple boss fights that I can think of in the whole time we've gamed together, you've been like, oh, I'm out of spells.
Oh, yeah. That's the one time you see me smoke a cigarette. Oh,
I'm spent.
Good boss fight. You know, 15 rounds, you finally killed it, but you know what? I did it my way. Click, light, done. Okay, Fafal, it's your turn, sir.
Alrighty, well, I'm a stabber. Or try to.
Come on, yes! Critical with a sneak attack! Oh,
okay,
that just made me wet in the pants.
Non-natural crit, so 19 to threaten with a rapier. Mm-hmm. for a total of 26 and then a total of 22 to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
So I get double damage off that.
Hang on.
Crit card, dude.
Crit card.
You're right. I forgot about that. My bad.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah,
especially against a monster like this.
It's okay. So as its thing jerking around, it loses its consciousness to a higher power that doesn't know how your cheesy attacks work. And your straightforward piercingness finally works, and you peg it in a leg. Leg wound, double damage, and target's land speed is halved for 1d4 rounds. So you get to keep that double damage, buddy.
Which was, I rolled two ones on d6s.
Plus six, eight.
It happens. Yep.
It still take your chip, 3 points of damage on the spider leg, and now I am half, so far for me, running around.
That roll is Bartholomew, but so it is half speed for 4 rounds. Then I also get to roll 2d6 points of sneak attack damage.
Because I'm flanked.
Yes, because you are flanked. Okay. So an additional 3 points.
Okay, I will make that happen.
Rolled a 2 and a 1.
Oh, you guys
are very sad.
It's
chipping away. If you didn't roll that 2, that 2 that you rolled was a 1, you would have rolled minimal damage.
All right. Winston, I think this game is going to go long, man, because I still got... I'm not just going to say I'm way under half, like a third, but it's like, you know what? Time's burning, Let's go.
As a swift action, I am going to issue my challenge of the paw.
Oh, there you go. Now that he's pegged your paw, I challenge you.
What? Yeah.
How dare you touch my wolf? You will fight me!
And so that is pretty cool ability.
Yeah. And it gives you a +1.
So it gives me a extra cavalier damage.
Challenge. Okay.
Which is equal to the cavalier's level.
Ooh. How many levels of cavalier you got?
3.
Oh, yes. Thank you for not multiclassing. Now you can do some serious damage, right?
Yep. Eventually.
Winston for the win. Okay.
So any other target that is attacking me, speaking of which, I think I am owed a round or two of magic weapon damage.
Hmm?
Your floaty magic weapon that's been stabbing at
me. Oh, no, it was done. Those two rolls were like round 4 and 5. It's done.
Oh, perfect. Even better. Okay, so, yeah.
But thank you for your honesty.
It's a damage bonus. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Da-da-da-da-da. And this is just extra damage, but I'll take it. You know what I mean? I'll take it. Mm. And leaning in, taking advantage of the openness of this new movement pattern, I will swing my sickle, hitting with a total of 20.
Yes.
Actually, that should have been 22 because of the flanking.
Yes.
So finding purchase.
There
somewhere
we go.
Very drastic.
Maximum damage.
Plus an extra 3. So for 12 points total.
Okay. So basically, it resists 5, knocking you down to 4, bringing you back up to 7. Oh my. Oh my. That's... Yeah, this thing is visibly hurting. I'm in worse shape. Well, no one's in worse shape than Fafal. I mean, even sober. You know. But I'm just saying, it's just doing the Fafal thing. Like, I got a handful of hit points and something pointy, and it's all for you. And
oh God, and Barkley is still blind. He's still blind.
Just come on, Barkley. Somebody wipe the goo.
No, apparently it's attached to his mental state, not his actual physical presence.
I will there to be goop in my eyes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not in the face. Barkley.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to chance him.
Leon. We're short 3 of 5 players, and this is like one of the best fights ever.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, but you know, we got to, try to finish the season. That's all right. It's awesome. Leon.
What do you want to do? Leon is going to... do the same thing he did last time, hopefully.
If I may, okay, and this is for the audience's sake, this is for the sake that there might be those poo-pooing the fact that we have basically less than half the players. I believe Jay might go and stand on a table, the one that's not flipped, giving him a clear shot as well as a plus one height bonus. It might take him.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. I'm only dealing with the firing into melee penalty.
Okay. All right.
So I already thought of that, but the math doesn't make it any better. And if he fails getting on the table, he could kill himself.
All right, Leon, what do you got for us, buddy?
Whoa.
I'm just so happy I get to draw these cards again.
They've not
been sitting here collecting dice.
These cards have been
drawn. Draws his arrow back and tries to repeat the shot through the legs.
Yes.
And it just embeds into the floor.
Which you tend, yeah, as opposed to like the back of football's calf.
Oh my god!
Whoops. Sorry, buddy. Okay.
Well, that is partially because there is actually a slight wind going around football.
Oh, have you brought that up, or is that one of the permanent effects?
It's a permanent effect. Well, I can turn it on and off.
I don't need to know about your character's gas issues.
Yeah, I know. It's a windy today.
Oh, vulgar wind.
Wind up. Wind up. Anyway, we'll get back to Fafal. Bartholomew, pressing on.
All right.
Mean words aren't cutting it.
10-foot step through squeezing.
Yep.
And is going to bring down the great axe.
Hang on. Let me give you the squeezing condition that's so popular amongst your friends, because if they're doing it, well, then you got to do it too, right?
Don't forget your plus two.
I'm flanking with what? The wall?
Yeah, he's not flanking.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's flanking with the Fantianette, because the Fantianette's not being controlled by herself. She's being controlled by a god, so...
What? So an 8 on the dice for a 10. It says it hits.
That can't possibly be.
Oh,
right.
I think I forgot to take prone off.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So I will not roll damage.
Yeah. Which brings me up to, yeah. Okay.
Well, that makes no sense. If it resolved with his attack, it should have resolved with my attack before that, which was a 10 as well. But it said miss.
Which attack?
Not sure.
Winston's 9?
No.
You hit it with a 9.
No, Leon's attack of 10 total. The same.
Oh, because I'm prone? That gives me an extra plus 4 against you, Mr. Ranged.
Oh, right.
You stand over me and put the boots to me. It's bad for me. You're going to shoot
that
at me.
That makes sense. That makes
sense. Probably why
you... Why did that work for him but not me?
Because I was prone, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait a minute. But I wasn't prone. I got up on my turn before Leon shot.
Right. So that would have been a 14. Would 14 have hit?
It depends. Am I... You're not getting the flanking bonus these guys are, though.
Right. But
I'm not sure where... There's so much going on with
I never
team.
Input the flanking bonus.
You know what? And like I said, there's going to be times I'm going to have to be strict with you guys, besides all your passive-aggressive DMing. I'm going to let Leon re-roll his attack.
Ooh.
I'm feeling generous. I'm so happy that I'm about to smoke a cigarette. Natural 20. No, wait a minute. Wait. Okay. So let's have some damage, Leon.
Oh, and I need the plus one damage on point blank as well, right?
Yep.
Yes.
There's all the penalties and blah, blah,
blah. Bam. 8 points total for 3.
Okay. So.
So he draws it back, and instead of it embedding into the floor, it actually did. Kip up and
no, it hits the floor, and like you said, it skitters up and hits her, and you know time is relative in combat. Bartholomew comes forward and comes down with his axe, but this thing is already unconscious and just kind of staggering, and the arrow propped up under it is like holding it like a peg leg tripod.
She falls into the arrow.
Well, it's embedded a certain amount, but it's like it just kind of the legs go limp and it just falls to the side, and this thing falls over. Now, unfortunately, it's a full round action, but if you want,
first on the initiative after her?
Well, Bartholomew has to take 10 feet on a 5-foot. You know what I mean? He can't get there. So it's not Bartholomew. Ryan, you did great. You got the kill. Oh, thank you. No, it would be Fafal.
Yeah.
Of all people.
Gets to do the patented ketchup bottle.
That's right. You're the man.
Glory of the rapier.
Thank you.
Slam it down.
Thank you for using that term I love so much. Just starts ketchup bottling. Pig, pig, pig.
Just want me to roll the damage dice twice?
Well, it's just that is you killing it.
A coup de grace, yeah. There actually is. There is technically damage dice. I think he just wants to be brutally. Sure. Yeah. What's my con? 14. So he's
So that would be technically that'd be 11 damage plus an additional 2d6 because.
But it resists. So he's just this ketchup bottle isn't. Yeah, it's jerking around. Like, would you just die? You're trying to find a spine or something.
Okay, so that is 17 damage total. Of a singular hit, so
it resists because
it resists 5 of it, so that'd be
12 and it's damage. And I have a con of like 14, so it's actually it's like
now it has to make a save
against
I don't remember. with coup de grace.
Oh God!
I'm sorry. I gotta actually look it up.
It's fine. You know, if it was relevant that you guys were gonna walk away or let it bleed out or get back, but I'm pretty confident the three of you guys are just gonna do that little chopping.
Ketchup bottle. We're all gonna take your turn.
Just everybody's just chop it into little tiny pieces.
Barkley grabs it and does the dog toy head shake thing. You know, dogs go all nuts when they're. Killing something.
Fortitude save DC 10 plus damage dealt.
Ooh.
So fortitude save DC 22.
Fail 16.
Okay. So it does die.
It dies. And gentlemen, something very interesting happens. At the death of an outsider, as in something from another dimension, and another dimension means it had to be summoned here. Outsiders don't have souls. Raise dead doesn't work on a soulless creature. You need the body, which you have in ketchup splattered pieces, obviously. But something really strange happens. A glitch in time, this sucking up of all the glitter dust that's coating the room, it all comes together into a little glowing ball and lifts off the ground and hovers, and this little happy ball of light addresses you and thanks you for killing a servant of Thelmer Gix and wishes to grant you a blessing. And we will see you next time on Dice Before Dishonor.
Da-da-da-da.